The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Well, I don't think we have anything else. Maybe we can get Scott Petrek from the Chronicle Telegram to add some more adjectives, maybe, if anything. How bad is this? Are we going to be the worst team in the history of the NFL, Scott, or have other people gone before us and done worse things than this?
Well, they're getting closer. I believe the longest losing streak in the NFL is 26 games by Tampa Bay in like 74, 75. So right now the Browns are 17. So they got a little bit of ways to go. The problem is it's tough to find when the next victory is going to come. You know, I mean, I keep saying that, oh, yeah, they're going to get a win this year. So I'm going to stick with that and think that Christmas Eve we're going to get a miracle. But when you watch them get beat by 20 by an average Buffalo team, it makes it hard to think that they're going to get a win.
Well, Scott, I'm going out on the limb. I think they will beat San Diego, more so because San Diego really will have nothing to play for. They won't want to be here, and they've got a long way to go, and they won't like the cold. So my money's on the Browns.
That's kind of been the hope. You know, you keep looking at the calendar and go, okay, well, it's Christmas Eve. They got a long flight. It could be cold. I mean, that's the hope, and you figure maybe the Browns will figure it out and play a good game, you know, from start to finish, and that'll give them a chance to win. But you just don't know that that's going to happen. The Browns haven't scored. They haven't led since November 10th. There's a lot of reasons to think the Browns won't win. And you can add to that that the Chargers aren't going to want to be the team that loses to a winless Browns team. But I'm kind of holding out, I keep going back to it's really hard to go 0-16. Only one team's done it. So I guess I need to see the Browns go 0-16 before I'm convinced that they will go 0-16.
Is San Diego, are they distracted also by where they'll be, where they'll end up? Is that going to play into this too, you think, maybe?
I mean, it could, obviously, but that's been an issue for them all year, right? I mean, they haven't had a stadium lease all season. The fact is they played well. You know, like their record isn't great, but that's a tough division. They gave Oakland a run for its money yesterday. So, you know, San Diego is not going to be easy. Phillip Rivers is a big-time quarterback in this league. Travis Benjamin caught a deep touchdown yesterday, and he'll have some motivation against his former team. So I certainly wouldn't take a victory for granted.
No, you know, common sense tells you there's no way the Browns ought to win this game. But looking back at yesterday's game, is there any bright spot in there for the Browns?
Well, Emmanuel Ogbo, the rookie, had a sack, and he continues to come on over the second half of the season and looks like the best player from the 14-person draft class. So I'll give you that. And then, you know, RG3 was better than he was in his first start back from the broken shoulder, but not nearly good enough. You can see why a coach would kind of be infatuated by him because he can run, you know, and his legs were the spark that allowed him to score a touchdown, you know, for the second straight week. And he can throw the ball 65 yards down the field. So he's got, like, the ingredients you're looking for, but, you know, it's only been 3 starts this year. But it certainly doesn't look like he's got what it takes to be, you know, your answer moving forward, which means they're back to square zero quarterback.
Do you think this all kind of went, I don't know, off the tracks when Hugh put his faith in making the quarterback his guy, Robert Griffin III, thinking he could resurrect the guy's career? Now, of course, you can't forecast the injury, but he had an injury history. Sure. Now we're sort of a year behind.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hugh admitted that the season was derailed by the RG3 injury. I don't know if he'd go as far as saying it was a mistake to sign Robert Griffin III. But the season, you know, kind of went in the tank when Robert got hurt in the opener, and then they cycled through quarterbacks, and they couldn't keep one healthy. And that's where the season really went off the rails. But you're right. We knew Robert Griffin III had an injury history. We knew that it would take a lot of work to get him back to where he was as a rookie, and I think that Hugh Jackson's ego came into play there. He thought, yes, I can fix RG3. We don't need to draft a guy necessarily at number one or number two. And I can get this guy to play like he did as a rookie, and we're going to be set at quarterback. And he was wrong. Now, yeah, it does set you back a year, kind of like the fact that they didn't take Carson Wentz at number two, I believe sets them back at least a year. Let's assume they take a rookie in the upcoming draft. You go, oh, well, we got one now. That's fine, but you're a year behind the process and kind of getting your team going forward with the established quarterback. So, yeah, I think this year was a lost season in a lot of ways, and it starts at quarterback. I think, you know, Hugh loved or fell in love with RG3, and that's going to be one of the things that he's going to have to overcome. And he's going to have to prove that he can get the quarterback right, that he can make the right quarterback decision, because that's as big a question mark as any in this coming offseason.
Talking to Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram. Hey, they got a return game, sort of. I mean, finally, at least that became somewhat interesting to watch a kickoff or a punt.
I mean, the new guy, you know, they signed to the practice squad on Tuesday and then they activated him Saturday. At least he looked like he knew what he was doing as a returner. I mean, for most of the season, we've been watching guys back there who had no clue. Poor Ricardo Lewis, the rookie receiver, is not a kick returner, and they were asking him to do it for the last month. And he just didn't look like he belonged. He'd stop his feet and get hit on about the 15-yard line. So that was a slight improvement.
All right, what do we get to look forward to on Christmas Eve? Are we going to, I mean, as far as, is it just, well, let's hope we don't have a lead to overcome? I mean, what's the game plan for us on Saturday?
Well, first of all, we don't know who's going to play quarterback. Hugh Jackson said everybody's on the table. To me, it's not an easy decision. You know, I could see him staying with RG3 because he's only had a couple starts since the injury. I could see him going to Cody Kessler because he played relatively well for his eight starts. And then I could see him going to Josh McCown thinking, you know, I'm desperate to get a victory, and I think for 1 week he's the guy I trust the most. So I'm interested to see where he goes with that. And then once you get to Saturday, it's going to come down to, yeah, can they hang around long enough? Because this team hasn't been in a game in so long. In the fourth quarter, we don't know how they're going to react, but at least you got to put yourself in that position. And I've been saying it for a long time. For this team to get over that hump, which is a giant hump, they need some turnovers on defense. And Phillip Rivers, the quarterback for San Diego, at least gives you that opportunity because he's been known to throw interceptions, been known to fumble, and I think that's the only way the Browns will do it if they get some cheap touchdowns or at least some good field position, and that's how they can score touchdowns.
Scott, if RG3 does not get the start, does that say or mean anything about next season?
Yeah, I think it means he's done. I'm not sure he could do anything in the next 2 weeks if he played to say, yeah, this guy's worth paying the $750,000 bonus in March and then having a $6 million salary for 2017. I think it would take a lot of convincing because he's not the kind of guy that's going to be a great personality. This doesn't have a great personality to be a backup. And I think that's the position he'd be in because you either have to sign a starter, a veteran starter, or trade for a veteran starter, or you have to draft a guy high and say, okay, this is my starting quarterback. And I just don't see him being kind of that bridge guy or that mentor on the bench. So I think this is probably the end of RG3's time in Cleveland.
Well, it's a Christmas Eve. That's where most of NFL is playing this coming Saturday, San Diego, Cleveland. We'll talk to you again following that as well. Have a Merry Christmas, Scott, and thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys, too.